Hey, Ralph. You like Eminem, Ralph? Give me my dick back. You can have Eminem.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the Ralph William Podcast. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Cafecito.
Having conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with RW.
Oh, cafecito.
Pour yourself a cup and join us.
Es un cafecito.
It's not Friday, but yeah, it's almost there. Good Friday, to be exact. For some of you, yeah, you might not have to go to work. I don't know what the schedule is like, but hey, Good Friday is upon us. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This is Ralph William on the WESN Epic Strategy Network, and I also do a podcast, the Ralph William Podcast. So follow me on Twitter, at Ralph William. Follow the internet station on Twitter as well, WESN Radio. Download our mobile app on your app store. And help support the station to keep it going by going to patreon.com/WESN Radio. I want to welcome in the man who needs no introduction but gets one anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, I want to welcome you to the Ralph William Podcast with this big, humongous.
Good morning, Steve.
And I hope everyone has their ears covered. And we're going to do it like this. 1, 2, 3. Sup!
Now that's a good Friday sup if I haven't heard one. Ooh-wee. Thank you very much, Steels. We're also joined by Mama Bear from the Mama Bear Tracy Show. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
All right. And also Crazy Lady. Hey, Crazy Lady, good morning.
Good morning.
Where's her intro?
Where's mine?
I lost that intro.
Oh, you lost the crazy's intro?
Yeah, oh, I gotta do that over again.
I can't even talk to you right now. You lost my intro.
It was on the batch that I lost the other day. Sorry. I gotta make it up.
Damn it, Ralph.
But it'll be better. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I could make you an intro. I mean, I could have about 10, 20 minutes full of intros. You know, I could do that. Yeah. I could do that.
You know what I'm saying.
Listen, yeah. That's the first 20 minutes of your show. You don't have to worry about anything.
I know. That's usually how I try to do it. You know, I just have like 10 minutes of actual content.
Or just, you know, push a button, you know, here or there.
Yeah, but you pushed a new one this morning for you. You should have pushed the first one that I gave you yesterday, just for the hell of it.
I know. Yeah, I should have done that.
Yeah, yeah. You can still do it.
give me a minute. So what's going on, guys? How's well, obviously Good Friday, nobody really takes off, but any plans for Easter weekend?
Oh yeah.
I'm still kind of thrown off that it's earlier this week.
I got a lot of plans this week coming up.
Uh-oh. Care to share?
Do you want to say hi to the person else that came on the panel really quick?
Oh, welcome in the Area 81 podcast. How are you, sir? Happy Best Burrito Day, I think. I don't know. Wow. Actually, technically, this is his Friday. So
yeah.
How are you, sir?
It is Best Burrito
Friday. best Burrito. It's the Best Burrito Club Friday.
There you go. That's what it is.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, yeah. I'm ready, bro. This new place, it's got high ratings. You know, it's got like almost 4.5 out of 5 stars. I'm pretty stoked.
Area, for everybody that doesn't know, what are you talking about?
The Best Burrito Club Steals, as you know, is a group of select individuals that I work with, and usually a guest, one guest per week, no more than that. We go to a different burrito spot here in this town every Thursday and try a carne asada burrito every time without fail. And we rank them. So starting today, we're going to have a little leaderboard and then start putting our favorites at the top since we have like 5, I think, now.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's the best burrito club on TikTok and Instagram.
So do you do anything for the lower ranking ones?
So far only one's been terrible.
Ah, fuera, I like that. I like that. Oh.
So
who gave you that?
I found it. Well, not that I found it, nice. I wanted to grab it.
Nice. I like that one.
Argentinian president. But yeah, so I mean, how horrible was it though?
I will never go back.
Oh wow! And for you to say that, it must have been really bad because you've gone back to late, cold, coffee. So that's good for you, man. Like, what? How bad was it? Jeez.
The worst one. Let's put it this way: it was supposed to be asada, right? I'm not even sure if it was.
Wow.
Oh no.
It was kind of mystery meat-ish.
Oh no.
Just in the way the texture of it and the way it was cut, it was a little sketchy.
So what you're saying is you might have eaten some dog that day.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
The sauce was no good. There was no like sour cream or like any kind of, you know, the beans were kind of gross. It was watery. It was not good. I felt bad.
So let me ask you. Okay. I'm going to ask you really quick. What do you consider a burrito, a carne asada burrito? Like what ingredients have to be inside of it?
Okay. Besides the meat itself,
mm-hmm.
I like whole beans, but I won't hold it against them if they put refried, I guess. Rice, of course, Spanish rice, Mexican rice, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, that's really the all you need. But then you start getting into like the sour cream, guacamole, pico de gallo, the salsa, you know. That stuff's all right too, I guess. But really all you need is the meat, beans, rice, maybe a little cheese. But it's not always a given. And then I like if they throw in a jalapeno, a little Mexican pickle, as I like to call it. And that's cool too. That's cool too.
So the one criteria that you guys, that it has to be meat, right? Because I know some places give you the option of chicken too, right?
They all do.
Okay.
In this case, we're comparing the same burrito at every spot. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. That's good.
Yeah. So yeah, we're excited.
Let's say you hit.
I was about to say horny, bro. Nice.
Hungry as hell.
We're really
horny for the food. Hey, yeah. We get it.
We're horny for the BBC right now.
Yeah. There
nice
you go.
Beaver.
No, look at you. For somebody who don't have clips, you know.
I had to restocks really quick.
I see that. But area, real quick. So let's say you go down to 10. You know, you get your first 10 in, right?
Okay.
Of these carne asada burritos, right? And you go back to those same 10 and you get the chicken ones, you know, and then you could rate those 10. And then you never know. Maybe the guy who was the worst in the beef might be the best in the chicken.
That's a good point, dude. There are some spots that are close, but like the asada, the flavor put it over the top. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. That's not a bad idea. So like maybe like the top 5 places that we liked, go back and try a different burrito, you know, the chicken or
yeah, man,
or whatever it is. That's,
exactly.
That's not a bad idea either, bro.
Because that opens up your thing too afterwards. Like, be like, all right, this is the 10 carne asadas. All right, we went back and these are the 10 chicken, you know.
Yeah.
Did you ever see this guy that does like the pizza reviews? He does like one, I don't know his name, but he does like this one bite test.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it one time, and he went to, I want to say it was either here in Jersey or in Philly, and he bought, it was like a really, really long pizza, and he just took one bite, and I was like, that's it? Like, one bite? I was like,
yeah,
oh,
I'm like, how can you go off with just one bite? I mean, I guess it's a good way to, like, just narrow it down so you're able to make an objective decision, but, man. He takes like a one bite and a half. Like he takes a bite off the beginning and then the crust part.
I think. Yeah. Yep. That's what I saw.
Mm. What's up, Mr. A? Good morning.
Oh, no. Oh, you're breaking up, Mr. A. You're breaking up, Mr. A.
Are you underwater, bro? You sound like you're underwater.
By seeker.
You under that bridge? Oh, that's too soon.
Listen, I don't know where he's at, but I have a question about his Kama Sutra picture there. Like, what is that?
What? Oh, what is that?
I know what it is.
It is Kama Sutra. What the hell is that? What do you mean you know what it is? What does that mean?
He said he's getting a phone call.
Oh,
I don't know, but that's what it looks like. Kama Sutra picture. I'm like, what is going on right now?
Wow.
I'm trying to see it bigger, but I can't see it bigger.
So it's the last position he was in before he had a kid.
How about now?
Nice.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes.
Fuck.
You're good. Fuck. No. Okay. Can you explain your Kama Sutra picture, please?
We all know what that is.
I don't know what it is. That's why I'm asking.
It comes from a friend of a friend's TikTok.
Okay. Because it's like super small. I couldn't see it. He said it comes from a friend of a friend's TikTok.
Oh, okay.
We all know this. But
it was
guy.
Like page 57 of the Kama Sutra book.
Evidently, none of you sons of bitches watch their TikTok movie.
I'm lost. I don't know what you're talking about.
Is that the BBC?
No. Where'd Area go?
That's what I'm saying. Area's, so Area
left. He had a phone call.
That's what I'm like. Who's Kama Sutra? Like, who has the Kama Sutra? So you're gonna make me, I'm like, I probably don't follow him. I mean, there's only a few people.
You should, I think. Maybe
it is a him. Okay, so we narrowed it down to that.
I only follow like a few people on TikTok. That are from the pod, I should say.
So how does it feel to be back on the wagon there, Mr. A? You guys got rain still?
Nah, man. It's a little chilly, but the rain's gone.
Yeah, I think we're getting the rain to you guys. It's freaking raining over here.
Yeah, we have rain yesterday.
It rained pretty hard Tuesday. It rained hard Tuesday. It's opening day here today, boys. The city is going crazy.
Opening day?
Yeah, for baseball. It's Reds opening day. The official opening day of MLB.
Nice. I know somebody's happy about that. More things to bet on. Yeah. I know. I think Fair Use watches baseball.
The Mets was supposed to be yesterday, I think. I think yesterday was supposed to be the Mets, but it got rained out or something like that.
There was somebody from baseball that was on the news last night, and they said the official start is the Reds. Like they acknowledge opening days, but the official start of MLB is the Cincinnati Reds opening day. Is it like the original, something like that?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's kind of like how they say it's the official start of spring, but we're getting shitty weather. That's crazy.
Listen, Ralph. Huh? I don't know why everyone is complaining, okay? We had a nice freaking winter, okay? There was only one or two days of fucking shoveling. I don't know about you because you're down in Philly or Pennsylvania. Yeah. But for us, it was like 1 or 2 days of shoveling. And that's it, okay? This winter was freaking nice, okay? So stop bitching and moaning about a rain, okay?
Yeah.
I will take rain over anything.
Afuera. Gotcha.
Yeah.
See, Brina, I only shoveled once. Very appreciative. That's what I'm talking about. What's up, Joan Planas Palomeras? What's up?
You ain't got no motivated neighbor kids, man, because I don't shovel. I just pay the neighbor kids to do it.
Mr. I went through this. The kids around my way are like super freaking greedy, man.
Yeah, you must be in a really nice neighborhood.
Yeah, I am.
They were taught well. Like, don't do anything for like less than $20.
I told you they were charging. It was like $50 for the driveway, and I was like, "Fuck that shit! Jeez. I can do it myself."
Yeah, I had $50 in my house. My driveway isn't that big. Like, you could probably fit two cars in my driveway.
That's exactly how my driveway is. Two cars. Yeah.
And the kid came up and was like, we'll do it for 40, 45 or 50 bucks. I was like, nah, bro, you're crazy.
Yeah, that's how my thing is. Two-car driveway. And, you know, and I have a sidewalk or whatever. But they were like, oh, we'll do $50 for your driveway. I was like, get the fuck out of here. I said, I'll do it myself.
Is there any... is there anything like that but for like mowing the lawn or stuff like that? Like, any kids ask to mow your lawn?
No, I have people that do that, so.
You got to... That sounds so suspect. I got people.
Yeah, I got to go.
Because I don't want to say... Because they're not Mexican. So, you know. But I have people that do that.
Yeah.
What's up, Mr. B. Great?
Hello, Mr. B. Great.
My neighbor's son started his own little mowing business. So I let him do it. It's only $30. He ain't charging me $30.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find somebody.
Line it up.
I'm trying to find some. Do they do that? Is that $30 every time, or do they set you up for like every month type of deal? Like, I'm trying to find somebody to do like the property here.
Yeah. So my guys, they come twice a month. And for the whole thing, it's for us, it's like $100 for both, you know, so $50 pretty much each time.
That's not bad. I mean, it's an extra expense, but if they can do like at least most of the property here, it'll be pretty nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, ours isn't as big as yours, so they would probably charge a lot more. Yeah, you're so saying property, you know, mine is a little bit smaller than yours.
Yeah, we got a little forest in the backyard that we would like to take care of.
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh, that's a whole nother problem. Well, What was that?
I said, my backyard isn't that big. I think it's like 20 yards by 20 yards.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of work to be done here, but, you know, we're lazy. So we need to get somebody else to do it.
Yeah, I'm lazy too. That's why I do it. That's why I don't do it.
I used to pay my son to do it, bro. I used to give my son $25 to do it, but then I had to tell him every time, bro, cut the grass. Cut the grass. You wouldn't cut it. So you know what? You're fired, motherfucker. I'm gonna have the neighbor kid do it.
Yeah. Mm. So me, as soon as I moved in, like, my father-in-law got me a lawnmower, a trimmer, and all this shit. I'm looking at him. I'm like, what? I was like, I don't need this. He's like, what are you talking about?
Person you think I am?
He's like, what are you talking about? You have a lawn. You got to mow it. Da, da, da. You know. And I was like, I said, I ain't mowing it. So I went and I got somebody to do it. At that time, they were only charging $25 each time. And I was like, cool. So they would come in and I was, you know, they would come every week and I would spend $100. And then they moved it to every other week with $50. So I was like, all right, it's still the same thing, $100, you know, whatever. And my grasses looks good all the time. And they come, they usually start, I want to say next month they'll start in April. And they usually stay till October. And I tell them in October, I usually, they would come after, but I always stopped them in October because I put up my Halloween decorations. But like the neighbor that uses them, they come all the way till like November, end of November for them.
Yeah, this guy told me that they don't need to be cut no more.
Hmm. So let me ask you this, Steels, since you said April, is the WrestleMania going to be on Netflix or not yet?
Peacock.
Still on Peacock?
Yeah, still on Peacock. It's not going to be on Netflix till, I think, 2025.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, right, they still have the contract with them, so.
I don't get Peacock.
You don't have Peacock in Canada?
I guess... If you don't get Peacock, I guess you're going to be paying those pay-per-view prices.
How much are those nowadays?
Wow.
I want to say it's like $80 for the WrestleMania.
Damn, people still do that? Wow.
I find it on TikTok.
let me see.
Yeah,
let me
if see. I can figure out a way to stream it on Discord, I'll probably try doing an event to stream it on Discord.
Oh, well, you got
somebody will be watching it live on TikTok. One of their right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually somebody does. But they don't really show anything. It's just like probably sometimes they'll show.
Well, you're not watching the right ones then, bro.
Yeah, I know there's some of them. There's some of them that do it.
There's a website too called Stream East. They pirate all the pay-per-views.
All right. Well, let's go check it out. I'm going to have to go check it out and see if I can do it on Discord or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man, so I was a spandex and fucking stripper boots. Not a 6 foot man, I'll tell you that.
That's fine. You'd rather watch midgets do it. I get it.
Damn right.
Yeah. and do cornholing on your own terms. I get it.
Whoa, no diddy.
Yeah. Diddy. Diddy. All right, so I wanted to get this in. I was waiting for Area, but I might as well put it out there. McDonald's apparently is going to be doing Krispy Kreme donuts. Anybody hear this?
No.
McDonald's is adding a brand new item to its menu. It's something most of you probably already know about. The fast food giant is planning to sell Krispy Kreme donuts at its restaurants nationwide by the end of 2026. Roker just poked his head out. The rollout will actually start later this year, but it'll take about 2.5 years as Krispy Kreme more than doubles its distribution. McDonald's says customers won't have to worry about the 11 a.m. breakfast cutoff anymore because donuts sell all day long.
Wow. It's worth it.
Yes.
You know what they need to do?
What?
They need to make a Krispy Kreme McMuffin. That's
oh, like
much.
A sandwich with like eggs.
Sandwich
yes,
with
salty
egg
and sweet.
And sausage oh, yes. right there.
And you know who brings Krispy Kremes in every Friday?
Roper.
This guy right here. Yeah. This
My
guy.
My kids think that he brings Krispy Kremes every single day. They're like, did you bring home a donut from Mr. Roper?
I'm the Krispy Kreme fairy.
You are.
Yes, you are.
There's no better donut, bro.
Yeah. McDonald's.
The Krispy Kreme fairy. So, yeah.
So I wonder what's going on with the, because over here they started that Nick Cafe where they make fresh donuts and muffins. So they must be nixing that. That must be out.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but so, I never had a Krispy Kreme donut, to be honest with you.
I hate Krispy Kreme donuts, but a lot of people really? Love them. Yeah, I don't like them.
You got to get them only when they're fresh or when they're warm.
And I was just about to say, that's exactly why I don't like them. Because if you don't eat them warm, they go fucking stale in like 2 seconds.
Man.
There used to be where I used to live, there was one like a block away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the morning when they're fresh, bro, they like melt. They're fucking amazing.
Yeah. I've had them like a couple of times and I just can't. Cause like I said, like if I get it there, if I go there and I eat it there, it's they're good. But once literally from the time I get there to the time I get to my house, which is usually like 10, 15 minutes, they're like stale. And I'm just like, oh, I can't.
What happens if you nuke it in the microwave?
I don't know. Probably disgusting as well. Who cares? I don't nuke donuts like that. What's up, Mancave? Speaking of nuking donuts, what's up, Mancave?
Listen, what's I didn't nuke no donuts. Who the fuck?
What are you talking about?
No, you should have said, speaking of warm and creamy.
No, because we weren't talking about warm and creamy.
No, dude.
But the Krispy Kreme, fuck it.
Yes, Brina.
Now, there's a place over here that you can go and they cut the donut in half and do what he said, make a sandwich out of it, a breakfast sandwich. I didn't like it.
Yeah, there's a bunch of places that do it. I've had one or two and it's one was good, the others were eh. And I guess it depends on how they make it. But yeah, I've seen it's that savory, sweet savory combo thing that they have.
It's kind of like a McGriddle. Right.
Yeah, I don't like McGriddles either.
Yeah,
I used to like McGriddles.
But see, but the difference with McGriddles is you're kind of putting the syrup on it or whatever it is. With this, it's like the donut is usually a glazed donut that they use, and so you're grabbing it and it's like, you know, it's sticky, it's all that stuff. You know, it's yeah.
What it is? It's some bullshit. That's what it is.
They what man cave?
The donut in half, and then they grill it, and then they put the sticky side on the inside, and the grill side on the outside.
No, nah, see, that's I didn't have it like that. There we go. Speaking of donuts, what's up, Aria?
Welcome back, Aria.
What are you saying, Ralph? So, anyway, I hope you're good, brother.
What's up, brother? How are you?
So, Aria, Ralph said that McDonald's is going to start serving donuts.
Really?
Krispy Kreme donuts.
Krispy Kreme donuts.
We've been selling donuts for years, though, at McDonald's. Like.
Really? I don't know. Muffins. Well, I don't know if it's...
No, you've been always been able to get donuts at McDonald's.
Get out of here, bro.
I swear to God.
Thanks,
not over here.
Maybe in the UK. I don't know about here.
Yeah.
They probably call something goofy donuts. You know what I mean? Like, let's put a cookie in.
We call them a creme. Fuck you, Aria. Fuck you.
Apparently, they're going to start doing it. You can get a Krispy Kreme specifically donut. And if I remember, I think they said they were going to get rid of, like, you can get it all day. Like, it's not like there's no more breakfast time or some shit like that. Yeah.
The employees are going to love that.
I bet.
You know, it's probably like a combo thing, like what's it called? Like they're joining together, like Dunkin' and Baskin Robbins in some places.
Get more distribution going on.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They'll probably do it like how you can go into a Baskin Robbins and a Dunkin' Donuts. You know, one side is one and one side is the other, or you can get it together. You know,
like a Taco Bell,
like,
Long John Silver's.
I don't think like that. I don't think McDonald's ever has done that, have they?
No, that's what I'm saying. But they have that, like Man Cave says, they have that cafe or whatever.
Yeah. Interesting.
They just opened up, I think it started in Chicago. I can't remember what it's called. It's Mick something, but it's like Dunkin' Donuts.
I forgot about that.
What is it called? Or what is it?
It's like a McDonald's, but it's just breakfast, I think it is, or something like that.
Yeah, it's like coffee and breakfast.
That's not
coffee
bad.
Coffee and donuts and muffins and shit.
Let me see it. I'll look it up.
I can get down with a big breakfast.
Yep, Ralph, what a big bunch of leaves and dirt.
Well, I mean, you're the one that eats beans with every meal. Like, don't be talking to me,
every meal, blood, but
don't be talking to me, brethren.
Listen,
beans with your eggs. You eat beans with your eggs.
Yeah, man, beans and eggs.
Yeah, man.
But it's like beans too. Not black bean.
What kind of beans? Well, that's your first mistake. What kind of beans do you guys eat over there?
Baked beans.
Fake beans?
No, baked.
Oh, baked? Okay. Well, I eat black beans.
Yeah, so, right. Ralph, it's called Cosmics. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
So, Cosmics.
Oh, yeah. Cosmics. Yes, yes.
Remember area? Yeah. So they serve only breakfast. It's the all day thing, but they serve only breakfast. So that might be it. You know, they might have the fucking donuts with that too.
That sounds good.
Cosmics. They have a lot of drinks. Mm-hmm. And like we're talking like Dutch Bros, all these different, you know, sodas and coffees and juices and bobas and all kinds of stuff.
But it's based on breakfast stuff though, isn't it? Like you can get breakfast food there.
It's supposed to be like Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks kind of thing.
But I know their specialty, their thing is drinks. But they may serve like muffins. I think it's more like muffins and like pastries. You know what I mean? I don't think it's like egg McMuffins. I think. It's
okay.
Like,
okay.
You know, I think it's more like.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So they might serve the donuts and those things. You know.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense for sure.
Yo, Ralph.
What's up, buddy?
Have you ever gone back to your house and I'm going to find that your dog looks fucking swell, sorry.
What do you mean? Like
literally,
swollen?
Because obviously like Alpha's at my mom's, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
And like literally I've just come over and the dog, for a small little sausage dog, looks like he's been to the fucking gym, man. He's looks
oh, fat. That's swole.
Swole blood. Like, literally. Like, it's just here, just sat next to me now. I'm like, yo, do you want a protein shake, brother? Like,
he's like, like, yo, you want a box?
Listen, I'll send you a picture of him.
A wiener dog, dude.
You know what I mean? Yeah, Alfie.
Is that what kind of dog it is? A wiener?
Digging himself.
Yeah, he's been doing shit, man. He looks a fucking whammer.
Dude, what happened to his leg? Did he get bit? What's that picture? There he is.
Oh, it's a burrito. Soccer player.
Yeah. Oh.
He got injured by another soccer player, and he didn't make it, Ralph. He passed.
What?
Yeah, he got kicked in the shin.
There he
is. They had to take him out in a stretcher?
Ariel,
yeah.
Ariel, what's my profile picture?
Yeah, Ariel, because I honestly don't know what it is. Nope.
Oh my god. You know what it is. If you're a follower of Milk Dog 2020, then you would know.
Oh shit, that's what's above his bed. Oh,
is it? I didn't even know that.
Oh, now I see. Now I know what it is.
Wow.
Well, that's why, because I said I didn't know. Okay. That's what I was saying. I said, what's that Kama Sutra shit? But I didn't know what it was. Oh, now I got it.
I can't figure out which one I wanted to use.
You know what it is? It's that it's just so tiny in your picture. I'm so used to seeing it, you know, so big on his thing, on his wall.
Sounds yeah, that dog like does it. Look kind of swole, bro.
It does.
Damn.
Oh, fucking Alfie Danger.
That's rough. Don't ever be late to give him food, bro.
Man cave. I forgot. Yeah. Yesterday, I posted in Ralph's Discord. I had tagged you in it, but I put my picture of me wearing the Temu sweats.
Hey, do you know what? Fucking when I'm back, I'm gonna have to co-find you and put one in as well, bro.
That is a picture. Jeez. Yeah, yeah. Now I'm a little more creeped out that he has that there.
Yo, it's hilarious. It's like, and you ask him about it, and he's like, "Yeah, yeah, you know, it's just there." It's like, "All right, dude." Like,
yeah, there's a whole bunch of them across the bed. Like,
there's Kama Sutra. For sure.
Yeah, it's the Kama Sutra stuff. Yeah, yeah.
He can get all his videos taken off of TikTok if we report him.
That's what I was. Do you know what I was saying to you? I was like, "Yo, fuck with me, Mel. Fuck with me. I'll do it. I will do it." What did you put it in, Steels? On Ralph's thing?
The WESN Live, I think. Or no, I don't know. Is that where you put it?
Selfies, maybe?
I'm in selfies, and there's wherever is his watch, and then there's videos of Shorty Five.
No, it was in the WESN one, because I had posted it yesterday in there.
He steals.
Holy shit, that dog is swole.
Right?
Where is it posted? I want to see. Where is it?
In the WESN Live chat. It was from yesterday, though. So you might have to go up a little bit.
Okay.
I wonder if there's a way to like search for things in a chat. It probably is. Rather than having to scroll all the way back up. All right. So we don't have a lot of dead air people searching for stuff. Here's something for you, Aria.
Please.
That I found earlier. I don't know if this is true, but maybe you can let me know.
Breaking news. All Tesla owners will now have free access to full self-driving. Not autopilot, not advanced cruise control, full-on self-driving. So Elon sent this surprise email to everyone at Tesla at 2 a.m. last night. He stated, "Going forward, it is mandatory in North America to install and activate FSD version 12.3.1 and take customers on a short test ride before handing over their car." He followed that by saying almost no one actually realizes how well supervised FSD actually works. Elon then took to Twitter to announce that all US cars capable of full self-driving will be enabled for a 1 month free trial this week. Tesla wants people to see just how powerful FSD 12.3.1 actually is. You may have already seen it online, but it's seriously impressive. Ultimately, this is meant to increase demand for Tesla's full self-driving option, which costs $12,000. This is kind of like a subscription, and you can add it on to your Tesla at any point throughout ownership. Will it work? Well, if FSD is as good as Elon and a lot of Tesla lovers say, then yeah. But take it with a grain of salt. He says that this software is better than humans.
What say you?
Better than humans is bullshiz. Because I, for one, am an excellent driver.
And right.
Secondly, not every Tesla will get it because some aren't capable of it. So, in fact, he did say that. Every capable Tesla. So you got to be able to have that software and that.
But isn't that what is just a software update on whatever you have?
So there's different cameras on different years.
Okay.
So like they use different technology to sense everything around it, the car.
Mm. Okay.
You know what I mean?
So you're not able to take advantage of that?
I will, but I don't know if I believe it, dude.
Mm. Okay. Maybe fake news.
This week, bro, that's like got a couple days left in this week. I mean, Monday would have been a freaking good day to do it because everyone commutes.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That would have been a great day to start it off and then let them use it all week.
Yeah.
but
maybe somebody can fact check me on that. That's what I found.
The truth. He did say that. I looked it up this week. Believe me, we're talking about it. He said it.
In the Tesla community.
Yeah, so he replied to somebody's tweet or X. I'll call it Twitter still. So he tweeted to somebody, and then I don't know if he didn't think anyone was going to see it, but it blew up, right?
Wow.
So, I mean, I believe it. I don't believe it's better than humans. I don't believe a lot of people are going to – maybe a few people will get it. I'm not paying $12,000 for it.
No, probably not to pay for it, but I thought if he was going to allow people to use it for free just to see how it is, I was wondering if you were going to see how it is.
I might, depending, probably where there's not a lot of traffic. You know
what I mean? Right.
Yeah, there's still a lot of bugs with it, dude. Like,
I've used,
like, it'll stay in your lane. Like, if you do, like, a cruise control type thing, it'll literally turn. It'll turn, you know, like a right turn. If you're on the freeway, it'll stay in your lane. And there's been times when I've just been passing a big rig and it just like slams on the brakes on the freeway.
Oh, that's not good.
Ever since then, I never did it again. I never used it. So it's, to me, it's that's scary. So if that happened, if they improved it, whatever, but it's pretty crazy. You always hear this. Teslas are always getting rear-ended.
Okay.
Okay. So I think that might have something to do with it. You know?
That's a good point. So how does that work when it comes to like insurance and accident reports? Can people play it off and like, oh, he rear-ended me and just take advantage of it?
I guess it depends on your state, right? Because here in California, you rear-end somebody, you're at fault. I can brake check you, and if you rear-end me, it's your fault.
That's a prickish move.
Right? So you always want to keep your distance, but everyone drives so damn fast over here.
Right.
It's, you know, rear-ends, it happens all the time.
Well, Rock Wallace says that maybe they might want to wait until the eclipse happens.
Yeah, I saw that movie. Was it Leave the World Behind or whatever the hell it's called?
Yeah.
The Teslas are all crashing into each other.
Yeah.
That could happen.
You know, another thing that somebody sent me, I'm not going to say who, but they also sent me a picture. I'm not, why are you lying? Rock Wallace sent it to me.
You little snitch.
I'm a snitch.
He's like, I'm not gonna lie, just fuck it.
Snitch on snitch. You see, when one snitch talks to another snitch, there's a whole heap of snitching going on.
What was it?
I forgot the point. In that movie, I think they had a picture of the of that bridge that collapsed in the movie.
So supposedly the Simpsons fucking did this too, that they saw that they have the Baltimore Bridge being taken down by a thing. Yeah, supposedly.
Listen, that the Simpsons is madness, because didn't it predict the when President?
Yeah, everything. Oh yeah, they've been predicting a whole bunch of shit. Yeah.
Man, and everybody just wants to.
I just seen a video yesterday. It doesn't say Diddy, but it has the same exact scenario going on where it's gotten dressed like a pimp and fled. He's leading the cops to get on an airplane in Miami.
Wow.
To be fair, though, Ralph, I have seen some fakes too. Because, I mean, it's a cartoon. So if you're a good enough artist, you could draw it. You know, or just draw a picture of it. So I have seen some really bad fakes. But, yeah, Simpsons has been they have predicted some pretty big events.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. It's so crazy. Like,
it's to the point where you have to kind of check it, you know what I mean, to see if it's real, because they might be them, because they have predicted some crazy shit there.
Oh, yeah.
They already –
probably
there's a couple of
death. And there's a card when she crashes the helicopter. There's a card on the helicopter that has the date she died.
That's crazy.
Well, I haven't seen that one. No.
I mean, even they play with the thought of like nuclear war and shit. That's a scary. That's a scary part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be that one. Oh boy.
Man Cave and Crazy. I sent you guys the picture directly.
Please come home.
Shut your ass up.
That's actually one of my favorite songs of his, which kills me.
I'm still waiting for them to do another remix to that. Yeah, all the remixes, the beats that they make to it is pretty dope.
Are yours are great, Stales, though. Mine are black.
Yeah, I have a great, they you know, in the US, they like the gray sweats, you know, the ladies like the gray sweats, so, you know.
Nice. Is that when he can show off that you're hiding that weapon?
What'd you say, Crazy Lee? I'm sorry.
They do look comfortable.
I'm telling you, me and Man Cave both have said it. These sweats are, like, I don't know. For men, they caress you. They caress you. That's what I got to say.
I still need to get a link to that. I need to get a link to that.
What'd you say, Aria?
They caress your junk is what you said, I believe.
Yeah, you know, I just didn't want to go. I didn't want to go too much into it, but yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Is it area what they do basically, it makes your junk feel like there's a permanent hand just holding it.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly what it is.
Just cupping. Not too much. Just cupping.
No, yeah, man. Like, you know, like it feels like, you know, like they're caressed, you know, there's a female there and, you know, she's holding your junk all day, you know?
That's it. Just a cop in a cheeky feel.
Yeah,
cop
man.
Cop in a cheeky feel.
I'm a smooth rub like my profile.
Yeah. 100%.
Everybody, tip them all. Give them a tip.
Oh, damn it! I forgot about that damn clip.
All right, last but not least, we talked yesterday about the Trump and his Bible.
Oh, God.
And the $59.99 to get a Trump Bible. So I scoured around and found someone who read from the Bible, the Trump Bible. See, how is this any different from, you know, your regular Bibles?
Messages. And when Jesus emerged from the tomb, he said, "You know, I'd love it if the cameras could show this crowd, because it is rather incredible. It is incredible. I hope they're showing how many people are in this room, but they won't. This is the greatest resurrection the world has ever seen. I mean, the number one greatest resurrection. The world has never seen a resurrection quite like this. Best resurrection ever." And Jesus whispered to Mary Magdalene, "I've said if Ivanka weren't my daughter, I'd probably be dating her."
What?
Amen. And here's my favorite passage from the book of Covfefe. "Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is saying, I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the pussy." It's my favorite. "For God so loved the world that he gave us his one and only son. A man with 91 felony counts across 2 state courts and 2 different federal courts. A man who he himself alone keeps all tanning salons in business. A man with tiny hands and an even tinier penis."
Then there you go.
Hold on.
Today, $59.99.
Hold on. Grab him by the pussy.
Bro. Apparently. Yeah.
That's, I can guarantee you 100,000,000% that's not in his Bible. But, you know.
Yeah, but it's still funny.
But it is funny. Yeah. It is funny.
Yeah.
I wish they could show the crowds right now, but they won't.
It's a great crowd. It's as great as a resurrection.
Do you know what?